broadcasting live from the beautiful Georgia Aquarium Ballroom in downtown Atlanta for the Women in Technology Women of the Year Awards 2019. Here's your Business Radio X host.
Lee Cantor here, so proud to be broadcasting live from the Georgia Aquarium for the Women of the Year event for WIT Women in Technology 2019, proudly presented by our friends at T-Mobile. I got one of the WIT board members here, Monica Mueller. Welcome.
Thank you.
So how did I do? Did I get any of that right?
You got it 100% right.
Like 85%, 90%.
You get an A+.
So Monica, tell us about your involvement with the WIT board.
So I've been on the Women in Technology board for about 3 years. It's been a passion area of mine. I explored a lot of different organizations, and there's so many good organizations that focus on girls and women, their career development and personal development. But WIT, with their 25 years of history, had such an amazing track record. And what they do directly impacts girls from middle school up to, you know, women my age, and I'm not going to tell you what that is, but let's just say it's a long journey and we support them every step of the way.
Now, how is it important for you to be active in the technology industry and then seeing an organization that is just catering to women like WIT does and helping them network and kind of have a safe place to kind of share what's going on in your world, knowing that there's not as many women involved in technology as men?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, it's incredibly personal and very important. I grew up in an era where women in technology and organizations like this didn't really exist. So it was up to me to figure out how to forge my way in a world that's quite honestly very dominated by men. Luckily, I had a mom that was a software engineer, a COBOL programmer,
wow.
Which if you're in technology,
COBOL, that's old
yeah,
school.
I told her she could probably demand $1,000 an hour. Right now, there's only two of her left
right.
Her, in the world.
And the Fortran folks, right?
Exactly. Okay, we're so aging ourselves. But she was my role model, and it became evidently clear to me as I grew in this career that there needed to be structured programs that would help women along the way. I also have a daughter myself who is surprisingly also into technology because everything I do is very uncool. But
that's right.
But it's been great to know that she's going to have even a stronger structure than I have or what I'm able to provide today.
Right. Like if you can do it, she can do it, right?
Oh, my
that's
God.
How she's
100 times better. She's way cooler, don't you know?
So now having an event like this and seeing there are so many young people around here, that's important because this is the legacy, right? This is where the next generation is going to learn and not have to kind of struggle as much to get to where you are because
yes.
There's going to be a lot of people helping them and lifting
yes.
them up. And that must be so rewarding for you.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see all of the amazing younger generation and wait until you meet some of the Girl of the Year mm-hmm. candidates. You know, I could barely tie my shoes when I was in school and they're, you know, forging alliances and technologies that span and impact across the globe. And so it's impressive to see the impact that not only WIT, but other organizations and mentors within large, medium, and small-sized companies and their outreach to support these girls and provide them a structure to be able to excel. So it's extremely gratifying.
Now, what advice would you give to business people out there that are listening to get involved and have their company get involved and sponsor WIT and really understand the impact that it can have in their organization, the benefits for their organization?
You know, there's some really direct quantifiable benefits to organizations that engage in just overall diversity in general, diversity of thought, right? Women bring a unique perspective to any conversation, business or non. And so having a diverse workforce that not only women, but other diverse minorities as well, will allow you to ensure you're getting to the best business solutions for your problems, right? And providing sort of a strategic vision. Women are very good at leading. They're good at problem solving. They're good at technology. And they bring a fresh perspective to the table. So many times when I'm dealing with leaders from Fortune 500 companies, we can draw a direct connection to their bottom line from engaging very talented women like the women that are here today.
Right. And I would imagine that when they see that there's a network there available, they're going to stick around. It's not they're not as likely maybe to job hop when they see more people like themselves there. It becomes a good environment for them.
Absolutely.
They can see a career path.
Yeah. And it says a lot about the culture of the organization.
Right.
And at the end of the day, we spend a heck of a lot of time at work. And so we've got to be aligned ethically. We've got to be aligned culturally. And a way to retain and attract top talent is to be able to provide these types of programs for their folks.
So now when you're at an event like this or WIT Connect or any of the big WIT events, what are the moments for you that really stand out in terms of, wow, that almost brings a tear to my eye when you see something like happen? Because it's happened to me in multiple times at these kind of events.
You're a crier? Is that what you're telling me? Oh, my God.
Definitely a crier.
I'm a crier, too. I think for me, it's maybe two different points. It's sometimes hearing the stories. A lot of the girls, especially, and even the women leaders, they come from very diverse backgrounds, mm-hmm. some very humble backgrounds, and the resilience that you'll see when you hear their stories today will be heartwarming. It'll be authentic. You'll be able to connect with them. I think that's a moment of, wow, okay, we're doing something really good here. And then just when I step back and look at this event and it's sold out, it's a ticket that's sought after. I mean, look at the folks that are being nominated. I mean, these are massive, gigantic women that have made such an impact. I can take a moment to reflect and go, okay, we as a board, we as an organization, Women in Technology is doing something that's truly impactful.
Right. You're doing work that matters.
Yeah.
And you're seeing the ripple effect of that, of your work. When these people come and they win their award, or that especially a young person gets involved and then maybe is exposed to something they'd never been exposed, you're seeing that that impacts not only her, but it can impact her family, it can impact the community.
Exactly. And sometimes what I've experienced is, especially younger generation, just them knowing the art of what's possible out there.
Right.
It helps you get outside of your swim lane and see, oh, wait, it is possible to accomplish this or that because other women or other people are doing it as well.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things that you do in terms of letting them job shadow and see these role models in action is really impactful because they don't know what they don't know.
Exactly.
And then they might imagine, oh, this is what an engineer does or this is what a computer coder does. They can see it in action. They can see that this is something I can do. It is possible.
Yeah, exactly. It's the art of the imagination, the art of the possible that's sparked, I think, in these types of conversations and events. And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people think technology is just, you know, hands on keyboard coding, but there's so many other roles, right? In technology, there's business analysts, project managers, product owners, leaders, delivery managers. It's not for people that just want to do software engineering, there's a broad role and a set of skills that you can develop to engage in the technology field.
And then technology touches everything nowadays. So every company's in the technology business.
That's exactly true. I know if you tell me of a company that is not a technology company, that's a company that is likely going to demise.
Right. You're going out of business.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. And thank you for being part of this.
I appreciate you guys being here. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor broadcasting live from WIT Women of the Year Awards.